Today is the 18th day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's wonderful to be here with you today as we do what we do, which is take steps forward. Kind of hard. I don't even know how we would take a step backward and read the Bible in reverse or something, but we're here to take steps forward. The only way is forward. So let's dive in. We're reading from the God's Word translation this week. And we're in the book of Numbers, chapter 26, verse 52 through 28, verse 15 today. Then the Lord said to Moses, "The land these people will possess must be divided using the list of names from the census. Give more land to larger tribes and less land to smaller ones. Use the totals from the census in giving land to each tribe. But the land must be divided by drawing lots. The tribes will receive their land based on the names of their ancestors. Whether the tribes are large or small, the land must be divided by drawing lots." The families descended from Levi were listed as the family of Gershon, the family of Kohath, and the family of Merari. These were the families of Levi: the Libnite family, the Hebronite family, the Mahlite family, the Mushite family, and the Korahite family. Kohath was the ancestor of Amram. The name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, a descendant of Levi, who was born in Egypt. She gave birth to Amram's children, Aaron, Moses, and their sister Miriam. Aaron was the father of Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu had died because they offered unauthorized fire in the Lord's presence. The total number of all the Levite males, at least 1 month old, was 23,000. They were not counted along with the other Israelites because they were given no land of their own. Moses and the priest Eleazar added up the total number of Israelites on the plains of Moab near the Jordan River across from Jericho. Among them, there wasn't a single one of the Israelites Moses and the priest Aaron had counted in the desert of Sinai. The Lord had said, "They must all die in the desert." The only ones left were Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. The daughters of Zelophehad, son of Hepher, grandson of Gilead, descendant of Machir, whose father was Manasseh, belonged to the families of Manasseh, son of Joseph. Their names were Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. They came to Moses and stood in front of him, the priest Eleazar, the leaders, and the whole community at the entrance to the tent of meeting. They said, "Our father died in the desert. He was not a part of Korah's followers who joined forces against the Lord. He died for his own sin and left no sons. Why should our father's name be allowed to die out in his family because he had no son? Give us property among our father's relatives." So Moses brought their case to the Lord, and the Lord said to him, "Zelophehad's daughters are right. You must give them property of their own among their father's relatives. Turn their father's property over to them. Tell the Israelites, if a man dies and leaves no sons, turn his property over to his daughters. If he has no daughters, give his property to his brothers. If he has no brothers, give his property to his uncles on his father's side of the family. If he has no uncles, give his property to the nearest relative in his family, and that relative will take possession of it. This will be a rule for the Israelites, as the Lord commanded Moses." The Lord said to Moses, "Go up into the Abarim Mountains and take a look at the land I will give the Israelites. After you see it, you too will join your ancestors in death, as your brother Aaron did. You both rebelled against my command in the desert of Zin. You didn't show the people how holy I am when they were complaining at the oasis. This was the oasis of Meribah at Kadesh in the desert of Zin. Moses said to the Lord, "Lord, you are the God who gives the breath of life to everyone. Please appoint someone over the community who will lead them in and out of battle so that the Lord's community will not be like sheep without a shepherd." So the Lord said to Moses, "Take Joshua, son of Nun, a man who has the spirit, and place your hand on him. Make him stand in front of the priest Eleazar and the whole community, and give him his instructions in their presence. Give him some of your authority, so that the whole community of Israel will obey him. He will stand in front of the priest Eleazar, who will use the Urim to make decisions in the Lord's presence. At his command, Joshua and the whole community of Israel will go into battle, and at his command they will return." Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and made him stand in front of the priest Eleazar and the whole community. Moses placed his hands on Joshua and gave him his instructions as the Lord had told him. The Lord said to Moses, "Give this command to the Israelites. Be sure to bring me my offerings at the right times. They are my food. They are offerings by fire, a soothing aroma. These are the offerings by fire that you must bring to the Lord. Every day you must bring as a daily burnt offering 2 one-year-old lambs that have no defects. Offer one in the morning and the other at dusk. With each of them, also bring a grain offering of 8 cups of flour mixed with 1 quart of virgin olive oil. This is the daily burnt offering which was established on Mount Sinai. This offering is a soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. Also bring a wine offering of 1 quart of wine for each lamb. Pour it out to the Lord in a holy place. Offer the other lamb at dusk along with the same grain offering and wine offering as you brought in the morning. This is an offering by fire, a soothing aroma to the Lord. On the day of rest, a holy day, offer 2 one-year-old lambs that have no defects, a grain offering of 16 cups of flour mixed with olive oil, and the wine offering that goes with it. This burnt offering is for every day of rest, a holy day, in addition to the daily burnt offerings and the wine offerings that go with them. On the first day of every month, bring the Lord a burnt offering of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 one-year-old lambs that have no defects. With each bull, there will be a grain offering of 24 cups of flour mixed with olive oil. With each ram, a grain offering of 16 cups of flour mixed with olive oil. And with each 1-year-old lamb, a grain offering of 8 cups of flour mixed with olive oil. This is a burnt offering, a soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. The wine offering that goes with each bull will be 2 quarts of wine, with each ram, 1.5 quarts of wine, and with each lamb, 1 quart of wine. This will be the monthly burnt offering for every month of the year. In addition to the daily burnt offering with its wine offering, 1 male goat must be offered to the Lord as an offering for sin. Luke 3, 1-22. It was the 15th year in the reign of the emperor Tiberius. Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea. Herod ruled Galilee and his brother Philip ruled Iturea and Trachonitis. Lysanias was the ruler of Abilene. It was at the time when Annas and Caiaphas were chief priests that God spoke to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. John traveled throughout the region around the Jordan River. He told people about a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As the prophet Isaiah wrote in his book, "A voice cries out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley will be filled, every mountain and hill will be leveled, the crooked ways will be made straight, the rough roads will be made smooth. All people will see the salvation that God gives. Crowds of people were coming to be baptized by John. He would say to them, "You poisonous snakes, who showed you how to flee from God's coming anger? Do those things that prove that you have turned to God and have changed the way you think and act. Don't say, 'Abraham is our ancestor.' I guarantee that God can raise up descendants for Abraham from these stones. The axe is now ready to cut the roots of the trees. Any tree that doesn't produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into a fire." The crowds asked him, "What should we do?" He answered them, "Whoever has two shirts should share with the person who doesn't have any. Whoever has food should share it too." Some tax collectors came to be baptized. They asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He told them, "Don't collect more money than you are ordered to collect." Some soldiers asked him, "And what should we do?" He told them, "Be satisfied with your pay and never use threats or blackmail to get money from anyone." People's hopes were rising as they all wondered whether John was the Messiah. John replied to all of them, "I baptize you with water, but the one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie his sandal straps. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing shovel is in his hand to clean up his threshing floor. He will gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn the husks in a fire that can never be put out." With many other encouraging words, he told the good news to the people. John spoke out against the ruler Herod, because Herod had married his own sister-in-law, Herodias. He also spoke out against Herod for all the evil things he had done. So Herod added one more evil to all the others. He locked John in prison. When all the people were baptized, Jesus too was baptized. While he was praying, heaven opened, and the Holy Spirit came down to him in the form of a dove. A voice from heaven said, "You are my son, whom I love. I am pleased with you." Psalm 61. For the choir director, on a stringed instrument, by David. Listen to my cry for help, O God. Pay attention to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. When I begin to lose heart, lead me to the rock that is high above me. You have been my refuge, a tower of strength against the enemy. I would like to be a guest in your tent forever, and to take refuge under the protection of your wings. Selah. O God, you have heard my vows. You have given me the inheritance that belongs to those who fear your name. Add days upon days to the life of the king. May his years endure throughout every generation. May he sit enthroned in the presence of God forever. May mercy and truth protect him. Then I will make music to praise your name forever, as I keep my vows day after day. Proverbs 11, 16 and 17. A gracious woman wins respect, but ruthless men gain riches. A merciful person helps himself, but a cruel person hurts himself. Okay, in the book of Numbers today, we have begun a transition And it's going to take us a while to get through this transition, but it's a major, major transition. A transition of leadership. A passing of the torch, as it were, from Moses, who we've been traveling with for, like, a long time now. Many, many miles together with Moses. Many trials and many of God's miraculous deeds and provision for his people. So that transition is beginning. It will take us a minute to get there because we'll conclude the book of Numbers less than a week from now. But then we will enter the final book of the Torah, the book of Deuteronomy. And so we won't be leaving Moses. Deuteronomy really is the last speeches or discourses of Moses to the people that he's been leading before he dies. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We'll talk about that when we get there. But there is a transition beginning here now where God is instructing Moses that he will leave the scene, basically. Leave the stage, die, join his ancestors, and then we will continue to move on without Moses. Joshua is being commissioned to take the place of Moses in the future when Moses is gone. Ironically, Joshua, or Yahushua, or Yeshua in Hebrew might sound familiar because it's the same name as Jesus. And this name means God's salvation. And so we see connecting threads, and ironically, they're very connected in our reading today, because when we turn into the book of Luke, we are at the very inauguration or consecration of Jesus, who is at the Jordan River being baptized by John. And he comes up out of the water, and the Spirit comes down on him and says, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The irony is that Joshua is being commissioned to lead the people forward. Jesus is God's Son leading the people forward. And we have shared names with shared meanings, with redemptive threads, with stories of redemption, kind of tying a thread between the two today. And we'll be able to watch both of those stories unfold before us in great detail as we continue our journey forward. And so, Father, we thank you for your word. I thank you for all these connecting points that connect over centuries in the scriptures of an ongoing redemptive thread that winds its way into our lives as well as we carry the story forward. And so come, Holy Spirit, into all that we've read today, plant it into the soil of our lives. We continue to open ourselves to you fully, inviting you to rearrange our lives, shape us, conform us to your image. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com, that's home base. It's where the global campfire is burning. It's where we all come together in this virtual community. And so be familiar with that. Check out the community section, of course, on the web or in the app. You can do these things. So on the web, there's, you know, like a navigation up at the top, and you'd be looking for the community section. If you're in the app, you would just push the drawer icon in the upper left-hand corner and look for the community section. But this is where the different links to get connected on social media are. This is also where the prayer wall lives. And so we are a community of prayer. And we have done a really, really beautiful job of praying for each other over these years. We have brought each other through some really, really difficult things over these years, and God has honored that and been in it with us. And so prayer wall is always on. You never have to be without. If you got stuff going on, you can post it on the prayer wall. and brothers and sisters will pray. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com as well. There's a link on the homepage. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. The mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart, from the top of my heart, from a full heart, from a heart that's in awe that this is even happening. I'm grateful that we're in this together. Thank you for your partnership. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
DAB family, Kathleen, Mount Zion, Illinois. I am calling today. I tried calling earlier on my way to work, and for some reason I just kept redoing and redoing these recordings. So I finally just stopped and said, I will just wait till after work. But I just wanted to pray. I had read something about Nigeria again, and Nigeria has always been dear to my heart. I have called in the past. It's been a couple of years at least calling for Nigeria, and every once in a while I call in about them. But I'm just asking you to pray with me right now, because there was another recent kidnapping of Christian children right out of their school. They've done this before. The last time the girls came back, many of them had children. They had been forced into marriage with Islamic extremists. And, you know, it's just awful. Anyway, just pray with me. Lord Jesus, I pray for Nigeria. I pray for this country, Lord. There are many, many Christians in Nigeria. Lord, you are the king of all. You are the ones, with you we can walk on water, we can move mountains. And I pray that the people of Nigeria, the Christians of Nigeria, will bind together. They will bind together and they will force Boko Haram out of their country. And they will first, however, retrieve what has been lost, their lost children, lost young Christians. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Hi, this is Gloria calling from Florida. This call is for Tammy from the Adirondacks. She is in remission from ovarian cancer. I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to take comfort in a God who loves you. He has healed your cancer, and he can also heal your heart and your mind and what you're going through right now. Jesus came to bind the brokenhearted. Take heart that he has overcome. I pray that you will wear the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, and yield the sword of the Spirit of the Word, and pray. I pray that you reach out to those that are close with you, that you share your burdens with them so they can help you carry this burden. I'm so glad that you called so that we could pray for you. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you.
Hey, Debbers, this is Kira from Denver. I am so grateful to God for everything he's done for me. And y'all, I would like continued prayer for my son, Nish. Today was the second day this week that I had to call the police because I had concern for my own safety in regards to my son. The earlier one, last Tuesday, they took him to the hospital, and he went to the psych unit, but then he got released the next day. Tonight, they took him to the hospital again, and this time they took him to this city detox place. And I know this place is not that great. It's not like a rehab, and it's not a lockup. He can leave anytime. But I pray that he stays till tomorrow. And I pray, and I would like for you to, you guys to stand in prayer with me that he, everyone he comes in contact with is spirit-filled and Christ-filled and can give him guidance. And I pray that maybe this is the moment. This is the moment that Nish makes a decision to change, and that he can actually go into a rehab and get the help he needs. And he's had these issues of psychosis ever since 2012, but he's continued using drugs this whole time. So it's just a compounding of problems. And please pray everybody with me. Thank you. I love you, Doctor.
Good morning, friends and family. This is Justified Smile. I'm a new listener from late last year, and this is my first time calling. It is the morning of March 16th, and I just heard C's prayer request about her postpartum depression and her feelings of worthlessness. And also just last night, a dear friend and sister of mine that I'll call M texted me about suicidal thoughts, asking for prayer. I've seen in the past year that a spirit of death haunts this world, and so I ask you all to join me in prayer. Jesus, teach us to pray. Lord, you are King, Comforter, and Shepherd. You are goodness and life. And in your name, we repel death from the hearts and minds of C and M and all your children who it attacks, along with its every backup, replacement, and contingency. Let your life and joy rule in the lives of your children. Protect those who pray from retaliation, and comfort those who have been hounded and antagonized. Keep us, Good Shepherd. All this for your glory, O God, my sovereign King.
Hello, everyone. I wanted to ask for some prayer today. Been listening for a while, and this is Daily Audio Bible has really been an encouragement to me. Last year, I had a pulmonary embolism, and I've always been really healthy, but it's kind of since last year seemed to have gone downhill. So I had this embolism, and then about a month ago, I started getting these really bad migraines and some double vision. Went to the doctor, and he told me to get an MRI. It came back with a brain tumor that's 3.4 centimeters. So it's called an acoustic neuroma. It grows on the kind of in my ear next to my brain, but it's pushing on my brainstem, and you know it would be pretty dangerous. They're going to have to take it out in the next couple weeks. So I'm praying for obviously a successful surgery, but I'm also praying there's two risks. They've already told me I'll probably lose my hearing in my right ear, but also the risk that is possible is almost kind of a permanent Bell's palsy, that because it's right there on the facial nerve as well. So just praying for that, praying for my family. I can't drive right now because of my double vision, and so my wife's having to take me around everywhere, and we have three small boys. So I pray for the prayers. I have lots of people praying for me, but if you know, more people going to the Lord on my behalf would be amazing. The only last thing I pray, well, I'm not